get with the programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grunler.
Wolverine.
Bill, we said this last episode off air, but damn, I love our music.
It's so good.
It's so comfortable.
It's badass. And it's just so us right now.
It is so us.
It's us.
Right now, future.
Love it.
Before we even got the music, your brother did a great freaking job.
Man, seriously. Kick-ass musician.
Sets the tone.
Homemade music right there. Like, I mean,
custom.
Personalized.
We didn't get that from iMovie.
Dang.
Well, that was custom. Some James Grunler rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. All right, guys, welcome to the show. This is a special Programmatron preview, but we got a few things for you everyday listeners today. We're going to talk how we thought the quarterfinals went from a personal side. We talked about the programming for a long time.
I think they thought that was actually our personal thing.
Yeah.
our personal version of it.
That was our personal programming view of what took place over the quarterfinals. But we want to talk about what our actual experience was, whether it was doing the quarterfinals ourselves, it was watching our athletes do it, how our community felt about it, how we felt about it as a whole. We want to talk about that in this show. And then we have what we came up with, what was this, two or three episodes ago?
It was probably two ago.
Organically, we was like, hey, I think it was during. Oh, it was during our pet peeves one.
It was the asshole. Any asshole can program.
Right. Yeah, we're like, that was one of our pet peeves. The any asshole workout, and you're like, you know what? Let's make ourselves one of those. And so, me and Bill came up with the idea with an alphabet chipper, and the concept is you have one movement that starts with the letter in order down the list from A to Z. So. I'm curious to see how you went about doing it, either movement-wise, cuteness of getting the letters in there-wise.
There's some of that.
Yeah. There was a couple things I had to flex on a little bit.
There's a little bit of that, for sure.
I had to get a little cute, a little creative with my lettering. It's like, can X stand for extreme? I don't know. Like, but
or explode, whatever.
Or, you know, whatever those energy drinks are doing these days. Who knows? And so I'm really excited to have some fun with that. That part of this show will be a Programmatron exclusive. So those are for our Patreon supporters that are on our Programmatron tier. You can go to patreon.com, be a supporter of the show, aka a Programmatron, for just $6 a month. You get this content, you get a free workout a week, you get tips and tricks to all these quarterfinal events, all the open events, what we see coming up in the semis. The team quarterfinals are coming up. The Masters Online Qualifier is going up. I think that'll be a big one that we'll do for a lot of our listeners because, you know, Bill, you are a master class of masters. You were a Jedi Knight. We'll say that.
I'm a four chevron. Four chevrons on my sleeve, master.
I am just a young Padawan in the Masters division, so to speak. So we'll definitely look forward to that. That's in, 3 weeks or so? Right in the middle of May?
That's coming up. The beginning of May, May 6th to the 10th.
Yeah. And speaking of Masters competitions, Bill, I don't know if you know this. Actually, you do know this. But I don't know if our listeners know this, is that I am actually hosting a live in-person Masters competition that's actually going to be a regional qualifier for the Masters Legends competition, which I actually qualified for last year online. It's always been online to qualify for this thing, but for this year, they decided to create 5 regionals around the country, and I will be hosting one here in Dallas, Texas, coming up at the end of June.
That's super cool. So do all of them... You guys each get to do your own program as
yes.
a qualifier, right?
So how they operate is that each regional, there's 5 of them. Mine will be in Dallas, Texas, so we're called kind of the central one. I get to name it myself, which is nice,
Whoa.
Do my own programming. A minimum requirement of athletes to send a qualifying spot. So every division from 35 to 65 plus, same divisions that are in the open, in the CrossFit Games. As long as we meet a minimum number of athletes, I think it's 12 up to about 55, and then it's like 8 competing. The top athlete in each division will get a qualifying spot to the Legends Masters Championships, which I think will be in September after the CrossFit Games.
Is that going to be the only way to qualify, or are they going to have the online as well?
They will get, so That'll be the only way to qualify if you aren't pre-qualified. So you can pre-qualify being, I believe it's a past Legends champ in your division.
Okay.
Or past, I think, CrossFit Games competitor. Maybe get a free ticket to the competition. But what I'm really excited is that Masters don't have live qualifying competitions. I can't think of a single one where there's a live qualifying competition. So I'm pretty pumped. I've never I usually do team events. I've been doing team events, programming team events since, well, that's not true. I've been programming individual events for a different competition since 2012, actually.
Yeah.
So it's been fun. I'm really excited. Registration opens tomorrow at noon, so Friday at noon. We're recording this and releasing it on a Thursday, noon Central Time. So 10 a.m. your time, 1 p.m. Eastern. Registration opens. There's only 12 slots per division. And being in Texas, Texas has a very one of the largest Masters groups, I think, in the
Crazy.
Country. Yeah, between Dallas and Houston. Like it's actually a majority of the Masters online registry for like the Open and stuff. Like Texas is they got a pretty big Masters community. So I'm really excited to be able to provide this. Again, registration opens tomorrow. We're in the works of a facility that we're going to host it in that if we nail it down, it is going to be legit. Like a 20,000 square foot CrossFit gym / Kids Ninja Warrior gym.
Oh, wow.
So when you got a group of, 35 plus individuals, we're talking about a bunch of mom and pops with the little ones running around. This is going to be a twofer because not only do you get to compete and play on your own, you get to bring your kids and play too. So I'm really hoping we get the name, nail this place down, get to talk about it more, but I'm really excited. So you can go to Competition Corner. Is it .net? I believe Competition Corner. Your normal competition.
Go to Competition Corner.
Yeah, and the title,
you'll
the
find
name
out
of it.
Net or com.
All right, here's the name: Lone Star Legends. Mm.
I like that.
All right, we got a logo and everything. Dude. It's super pumped. Dude. Texas is the Lone Star State. We are in the heart of Texas, in Dallas. The Lone Star Legends qualifier. So go to Competition Corner, look that up. I don't know if you can sign up for can you get like an email, it's open thing? I think you can do that. Like you can subscribe to it and get an update. But don't miss out.
Competition Corner?
Yeah. So if you guys are in the area, especially if you're listening, any of these surrounding states, Arizona, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas especially, get ready.
Get on it, you guys.
We got it coming. So I'm pretty pumped about that. Pretty pumped about that. Not as pumped as I am about our alphabet. No, that's not true. I'm really excited about our alphabet chipper, but I'm pretty excited about this.
Dang, you must have an amazing alphabet workout over there.
Well, one thing that is amazing and is always amazing is our Bubs Naturals that we have every morning. Have you had yours?
Dude.
That's a stupid question. I don't even know why.
I mean, like, the only time
I should just ask you. How was yours?
Oh, that's much better.
How
now,
was
mine,
your bubs
mine
this
was,
morning?
And I'm like, I've been kind of playing with the fasting thing. So today is a fasting day.
So
the bubs on there.
Very important day.
So now it just is especially delicious because that's the enjoyment of my day. Other than the, like water, or, LaCroix, whatever. But like, double bubbing every morning.
We say
every
bub
afternoon.
Train. You know what I like? Sounds better. I don't know why we didn't say this before. The Bub Club. Why are you guys not in the Bub Club? And they got a special thing going on. Here's the crazy part. For those of you guys that listened to our mega episode and filled out a bracket of our CrossFit Games thing, they just sent out a special code to all of you guys who submitted a bracket. And what I think happened is you guys broke the website. Because did you see this? They're like out of their MCT oil powder. At least in the bags. So now they have this special going on. You go to bubsnaturals.com and they have this special of their single serving packets that you can buy. And I believe it's a buy one, get one free option going on. And if you buy the right amount numerically, you actually get the same amount as their bags of protein. But if you go there and you use the code GETWITH20, you're going to get 20% off that too.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. So go to bubsnaturals.com, use the code GETWITH20 for 20% off. And you know what you could do with your savings? You could take that over to element26.co.
Oh, nice transition.
Yeah. Take your savings you get from Bubs. Go to element26.co. Get yourself a badass weight belt that I just basically PR'd with during the quarterfinals. It was fantastic. Get yourself some. Dude, have you tried their grips yet?
No.
Dude, so their grips are like this new, like, rubbery synthetic grip where you need, actually, you don't use any chalk. It's like you clean your bar, you clean them, and they just, like, latch onto the pull-up bar. It's got to be cheating. that's how good they are. But they got the belt.
I'm flashing back right now to the, like, regionals 2011, maybe, where Boz would come out and have to look at everyone's hands.
Yeah,
stuff.
You're using wide receiver gloves
or whatever stuff they're putting. They're like, let me check that. No.
Is that
I'm sorry.
Pine tar on your hands? Yeah. It's like I've got super glue, just this nice coating. Well, these things are legit, man. So they stick to the rig, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not cheating, but it feels like I'm cheating.
And
that's not to mention the thumb tape. And here's what you do. You take your 20% you saved at Bubs Naturals. You take that over to element26.co and you use that. But then you use the code GETWITH15 for 15% off that purchase. So now you've collected all this free money buying more things, and you go take that over to Wadproof.
You just go to Wadproof and you get 3 months of the Pro Pack, 20% off. They're $9.99, already super mega low price. And you get 20% off the 3 month service of the Pro Pack, and you get all these coaches telling you how to be awesome. I just looked at there's another one you got to check on, the dude. It's called the Engine Program.
Ooh,
Engine. So everyone that like does the open is like, man, I just got slammed in this workout, and you know, I just don't have the engine that I used to. Okay, Phil Hesketh, you know the name. That guy's been around for a long time.
That guy's kind
of
good.
He does a lot of the programming for even some of the sanctional events.
Strength and Depth. I know that.
Does the Strength and Depth. Yeah. So he programmed a whole engine 12-week program that is specifically for that. So you're doing a lot of monostructural stuff. You're doing running. You're doing rowing. You're doing bike stuff. And it's all about just getting that machine to be able to do work. It's right in there,
along with
all the other ones. You got Tori Helgadottir's gymnastics. You got my masters. You got rowing in there. You have nutrition in there. And the other thing that's cool, and you know, I'm kind of in the kind of the whole crypto thing right now, but I've started recording my videos. And so I'm collecting my Wadproof.
You banking your crypto coins? Yeah,
that's right.
That's awesome.
Right. So every time you record a video on there, you get a certain number of coins and you collect those coins, and then it's just free money to buy stuff that they partner up with. And they partner up with everybody. Wadproof, man. Yeah. They partner up with everybody.
And that's on top of all the free savings you've got to get to this point. You might be making money just by using our codes with our partners of the show. Bubs Naturals, get with 20. Element 26, get with 15. Wadproof, just get with. Guys, get with the program. Come on. Wait,
there
whoops.
You go.
Hey, is that how we came up with this name?
I think that's
a little play on words, a little get with the programming.
Yeah.
I like that
engine
app, idea.
You guys, check it out. Check it.
And here's the thing. This is actually, I really want to look into that engine one, because the way we program here in our affiliate, we said this when we talked about our programming, is I program 12 weeks at a time and I have an outline. I would really like to see what that engine one is, because then I'm just going to take those 12 weeks, infuse it into my programming, and then that's just one less thing I have to worry about as a programmer.
Totally.
And it's the summertime. Why not work on the engine, slim it down, shred it up?
Tighten it up.
Son of a gun.
Tighten it up. I'm telling you.
That's a great idea.
As an athlete, there's so many things to check out to get better. As a coach, there's programs that are already pre-set up, ready to go, set up for you. And as someone who's learning how to program,
learn from these people that already
do this stuff. Mm-hmm. See how they do it. Put your little take on it. And then, I mean, it's just this app has got so many levels to it to improve you as an athlete and a coach. It's unreal.
I like it. Yeah. I like it, man. I love it.
Good stuff.
You know what I enjoyed, and this, and we'll talk about this now, is like, I really did enjoy the quarterfinals.
Are you sure you're not lying?
I'm not lying, and I really do, because, like, okay, there's from the programming side. So, you know, in the last episode when you analyzed the programming, we're just putting our programming hat on. Yeah, we'll have some personal takes on some of the things, but it didn't reflect how I felt as an athlete, for the most part, a coach, and an affiliate owner. Because what I love about this is, and I hopefully it keeps getting better. It started off well, I thought. This top 10% thing to the quarterfinals is really cool. And it's a unique opportunity to have more fun, I think, with your entire affiliate. Because the cool thing about regionals was maybe you had one person qualify, or maybe you had a team, and then you got to get behind them as they trained and got prepped for regionals. With the top 10%, more people are going to make it. And it's still in-house. I do like that it's still an online competition, because you can get your affiliate involved with it more. And since COVID, you know, we've had so much separation and isolation, and even in the gym, we're like, stay in your space and keep your mask on. And when we had the quarterfinals going and we had our 8 athletes doing them all together, I forgot what was missing, right? I feel like there was always something missing. And then once we started like competing together and we had people cheering for us on the outsides of the gym while they were working out, I was like, this is what we've been missing. Almost like the lifeblood. And I don't mean being a competitor, just being a competitive human on any level of watching someone push past what they thought was possible or take on challenges or just like want to do something better for themselves.
Yeah.
That part was so cool. And I really do love this top 10% quarterfinal idea.
Oh man. I think that was of all the things that CrossFit has done in a while. Mm-hmm. And it seems so simple. I mean, you know, there's obviously been a lot of massive changes in HQ, and they've tried to, you know, re-up this and fix these and adjust these and adjust those. Whether the 3-week in that setup was COVID induced or not, that was by far one of the greatest things that has happened on the competitive side, because it bridges the gap. Yeah, I mean, honestly, in all reality, even better than regionals, because it allows regionals went outside the gym. And just like what you're saying, you know, everyone could rally around your athlete or two that made it, or the team that made it, or whatever.
Yeah.
But this opened up the door when regionals was shut. Those 100-ish athletes, the ones that are in the top 100, they felt like their opportunity was lost.
Yeah.
Very individualized.
Mm-hmm.
With the 10%, that door not only opened for those top 100-ish people, but a lot more athletes that never, ever would have thought that they would have had a chance, even necessarily to even compete like in a local throwdown, to think that they would have any sort of podium position or anything like that. It gave them so much confidence, and it re-upped.
Yes.
Like at the end of the open, okay, so the open was 5 weeks. The old open was 5 weeks. Uh-huh. You get to the 3 weeks and like you're trying hard to push to keep everyone involved.
Yeah.
This
dragging
extra,
everyone.
Okay,
to the
so we went 3
line.
Weeks. Awesome. Appreciate that as an affiliate owner. Love that.
100% agree.
Everyone was able to be into it. But that next jump, it's like everyone was reinvigorated all over again.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to go anywhere. Like you said, it was all in-house. And the smiles on the people that we had that were able to do it.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, watching one of our athletes that qualified for that, and she was basically right on the 10% line, in 2 events, get 3 PRs.
Wow.
1 strict handstand pushup.
Boom.
Never done that before. Multiple GHD. She's never done GHD sit-ups before, because she's just a regular gym
no, I
person.
Get it.
Like, I don't program GHDs into regular population.
I don't either.
I just don't think it's needed.
No. Nor do I have the number of them to even do something like that. I was like, all right, guys, form a line.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You know, and then getting And then getting pistols. Every time she had done pistols before, there was like she would always just because, I mean, she just wanted to get the workout.
Sure.
The intent was never, I want to get these so that I can compete.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden now it's like she had to. So she got those three things. And I mean, yeah, she got one handstand pushup and that basically stopped. She couldn't get another one.
Yeah.
So her part, her workout there was done. The GAC, she was able to kind of make her way through. I think she got, into the 50s.
Okay.
So she made it through the 60s. She made it through the 60s. She got into the 50s somewhere. And that was a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
The whole time she was smiling. The whole time. I mean, we got to spend time on the snatch. She had never snatched that amount before.
Yeah.
You know, again, it was fun to be able to drill and work on a movement when there's a clock on it.
Yeah.
Because it like, and then it's like every single attempt meant something. Mm-hmm. You know, I was super happy with that. Like the way it invigorated everything was just awesome.
I agree.
So I think that's one of the best things that CrossFit has done.
Yes.
For the competitive season and for the affiliates and mm-hmm. for the sport as a whole, like that bridge, that community to elite level athletes,
yeah.
which we lost for a while.
Yeah.
And man, that's back again. It's awesome. It's like a yellow brick road that just runs right through it.
Yeah, dude. And you're right. Like, it's the combination of the two, the 3 week open. So we don't get just like fatigued, like competition yes. fatigue,
yeah.
five straight weeks of have to be on just as an athlete, right? Five straight weeks
emotional
of having
stress.
To be, that's emotional stress. Five straight weeks of like modifying the way your affiliate works for the weekend.
Yeah.
Five straight weeks of getting people connected and keeping them enthused. Three was awesome. It was perfect.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the first one? Wow. And then the second one, like crap. And then you're like, hey, it's the last one. Boom.
Yeah.
Let's be excited. Let's have a party or whatever.
Yeah.
And then with the top 10%, what that really took out of that regionals had and started to get to is that the exclusivity that started to happen with regionals because more and more and more and more people were doing it. This is up until about 2018. It became even more and more exclusive to make regionals. And when that happens, people become more and more cynical.
Oh, dude.
Right? It's like, what that? No way that person did that. Or this gym is full of shit. And you know, it got really ugly. But
well, because you could be a lightly sponsored regional athlete.
Right.
So you were almost a somebody. You know what I mean? Like you were a good athlete.
I think
you
it was
were
almost
a, like
almost
you're in
a somebody.
The top 10 in the region. So you, people know who you are locally.
Right.
Not that you're known nationally or anything like that, but you're like you're almost a somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can kind of walk around with the chest all pumped up. And there was an attitude with that.
Yeah. I mean, you can. I don't think anybody should have.
Well, no, there's a lot that did.
There is a lot. I mean, but then now what you do is when you take this 10%, that is a constantly moving number now. Even if we get to 500,000 people in the open, guess what? That just means more people get to play.
Yeah.
Right? So say 150,000 men sign up in North America. That means 15,000 are going to advance to the quarterfinals.
So many.
And now that just means maybe that's even more people in your affiliate. And then the fact that I heard Sean and Tommy, and this Sean and Tommy Talking Lee Fitness inspired this conversation. Because like, listen, the programming thing, the one thing I get to do that we don't get to do is really gush from or take personally in that department. We try to keep it completely separate from an emotional standpoint, even though obviously I get emotional on the show every once in a while. But it's a passion of programming, right? This is just a passion of CrossFit.
Yeah.
In the quarterfinals, I hope they always keep it in the affiliate. And affiliates can do whatever they want when they happen, but it makes it even more of an affiliate thing, personal to you. Where regionals, it was personal to you, but it was still away from your affiliate. And that one person who made it really, depending on how you operated things, really wasn't
part of the community.
Part of the community, you know?
They're off in the corner doing
right,
their own
thing.
Right,
they're off in the corner doing their own thing.
Yeah, it kind of progressed to that a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
And I don't mean like that just tends to happen sometime, right? Because they have to dedicate themselves entire. Right,
it's not
right.
General fitness.
So maybe they can jump in a group class, but then they have to spend the next 6 hours doing something else away from everybody. Right. And so if you come in and you've never been in class with this person, people's would, you know, and now I just, I really, really enjoyed this process. And I think it's only going to get better and more fun and more involved for the affiliates. I thought it was genius. This is one of the best things they've ever done.
Yeah.
And I hope it always stays online. I hope it's 3 days. A couple things they can make more fun to make it feel like a competition is that what you said is maybe release events in order and only be able to do those. And then once that 24-hour rule is up, they do it. Like, there's little things they could have done better, right? We talked the things that bothered us in the programming, but there's a lot of things that we loved. It was almost perfect or almost amazing,
it was
right?
Awesome.
The way they do the format. I like the 24-hour thing because the whole group thing was the open. But now if you want to play competition, right? We want to have some fun, but be competitive. You qualified for this. Then let's put some constraints on there like a competition should be.
Like a competition.
And then, maybe next year when we're open 100% and we all got our people back and more and you got this blossoming kick-ass affiliate and 15 people make it, it's like, hey, guys, Friday, we're gonna go. All of us are going to go together. Come cheer them on. Saturday, this is the times we're going. Sunday, this is the times we're going. And we're going to have, it's going to be like a community celebration.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be, I'm really excited the potential of what this has. And that's just on the individual side.
Yeah.
You still have the team quarterfinals. You still have the Masters Online qualifier. I thought it was, I'm so excited to see what the future holds of this.
Yeah, no, it was unreal. It was really good. Like I said, man, I think it was one of the best things that they've done.
Yeah. And
out of all the changes.
Since it is such a big following, like there really isn't that animosity leading into this. Because like I said, when it was regionals and it was like only 20 people from your region were going to qualify. 20. Yeah. It got really cutthroat.
Yeah.
Just the way you felt about other people. 10%, I'm like, whatever. Whatever. I mean, if you're going to be that one person that was 15,001, like we said last time, you're like,
someone's always going to get on the other side of the line. Doesn't matter where you draw the line.
Someone's always going to be a dick about it. Like, there's still going to be douche things happening everywhere. It's just the implication is minimal, if not just negligent. Now, that doesn't mean go out there and cheat. Like, do what you're supposed to do. Like, compete with some moral, like, with a moral compass, please. You know? It's not that I don't care about 15,001. I'm just, you had bigger problems than whatever that guy was doing in your fitness. I'm sorry you didn't make it. But, you know, I overall, what it was on the first try and how it felt, I can't wait what it's going to be next year. When it's all back to normal.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And maybe like you can do things with other affiliates. It's like, look, guys, none of us are going to the semifinals. So let's just have some fun. Because even in the open when we did that with other affiliates, like they're top dudes and they're like, well, we're not gonna show up to your throwdown because I'm not gonna get my judge and my own affiliate with my bro reps back here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's still that animosity when we try to do that or other gyms try to do it. Now it's like, who cares?
Yeah, totally. Jeez.
It's like your 450th place finish in North America doesn't really have I don't care how you got there.
I mean, congratulations and everything,
that's
but
that's a big deal. You got it, but whatever.
Yeah. But you're not going. So come have some fun instead.
And if you had a guy or girl that could qualify, then fine. Go there and be in your corner. We still have 45 people here that made the top 10%, both men and women.
Right.
Let's just have some fun. This is it for us. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm 121 or 15,000th place. It doesn't matter. So I'm excited. I'm excited what it could be. I do love the new format. I think it has a lot of potential to be great. And it's one of those is like the bigger and badder we get, the bigger and badder it becomes.
Yeah, I agree.
The exclusivity doesn't shrink. Like, it's
really cool.
It's a great idea. I'm pumped. So that was really fun. So I wanted to give our own personal feelings on how it was for us.
So that everyone doesn't think that we just completely
poo-pooed
all over the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
There was
just
specific
one event
stuff done for specific reasons. But when you stand back and look at the whole thing, And I think that I'm glad you decided that you wanted to let us be able to say that. Cause I think that a lot of people just thought that we didn't like it.
Yeah.
And even though we said, it's like, all the events are great, but it's like the reality is.
Well, I had a lot of questions.
It was super fun.
Yes.
It was super fun. It was super cool. And well put together for a first shot.
For a first shot. It's not often where for a first try, things go this well. Open was awesome. I think 3 weeks is perfect. I hope it never changes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say never. Maybe they think of something cooler.
18-week open.
18-week open. 1 year. Quarterfinals is a great idea. I think it worked wonderfully for what it was. I think, again, it's only going to get better as things get, you know, COVID disappears, hopefully. And okay, let's do how we felt during the quarterfinals thumbs ups. Add it to.
Ooh.
Ooh. Because your experience and my experience were a little different because we are a bit more open in Texas. We didn't have a lot of restrictions or limitations.
Right.
Aren't you guys are opening up in June? Is that?
I mean, kind of depends where you are. It depends what county you're in and all that kind of stuff. But I think that, like, I mean, we're generally open. Like, we're open to a certain percentage right now.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, we're basically
outside.
Open, so we're fine.
Okay. Good.
But I'll say this. I think overall, 10,000 foot view of the quarterfinals, what it was and everything like that, I'm going to say a very happy 1.5 thumbs.
Okay.
I'll say 1.5 thumbs. And most of that is the feel for what it was and the fact that people were able to be involved and the continuation of and what it offered for people that didn't necessarily have the opportunity and it wouldn't have had the opportunity in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that there were things that could have been very easily cleaned up and adjusted. Like they didn't, if they would have done to set it up like an actual competition, you don't have to give them. I love that they put some time frames on the stuff, but if you're going to put time frames on the stuff, then say, okay, we're announcing event one and event two. Here's the announcement you have until tomorrow at 12 to get them done. At which time
like
we will then announce
you have 24 hours,
you know, or whatever the setup is like, because that way everyone's going in order. You're going to play in order. You're not going to be jumping ahead.
Sure.
You're not going to be doing anything extra. You're going to, because the competition is, all right, heat one, event one, ready, set, go.
Right.
Not like, okay, cool, that's great, but I want to do event four.
It's not five floaters.
Heat three first.
Right.
And then I'll hit event three. Then when I'm warmed up, I'll go ahead and hit one because I don't want to be ruined for event number two or four when it comes up. But other than that, that's the only thing. I mean, other than that, I'll give it a thumb, 1.5, very happy 1.5.
Yeah, I will do the same thing, 1.5, but that's a very enthusiastic and the other half is just that room to grow.
Totally.
Right? It wasn't perfect. It's never going to be perfect. But 1.5, because I thoroughly enjoyed it. There's things that we can do better. There's things that will get better. And so that extra half is just to allow us to grow.
There it is.
It's like buying my son 4T jeans. You'll grow into these. You'll just roll your pant legs up. It's a great pair of jeans. They're just a little big for you. That's all right. This is what my father and mother did for me, and you will experience the same thing. You know how much fun it was to go into second grade with rolled up jeans?
And then 3 months in, they're just not rolled anymore. Now they just fit.
Or what's worse is getting your younger brother's hand-me-downs because he's bigger than I was. Are those hand-me-ups? I don't know what they
I don't know what you would call those. Hand-me-up, dude. Hand-me-up, dude.
Yeah, well, my younger brother's 6'10", so, I mean.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's a little, a little height discrepancy. It's weird, because, like, I'm 6'2", so, like, I'm not a short person by nature, but I don't feel tall because of that son of a bitch has been towering over me my entire life. So I'll run into people that just hear us or watch us on TV or something on broadcast, like, oh, you're taller than I thought. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I don't know.
I'm not Dan Bailey.
Yeah. No offense to Dan Bailey. What you lack in height, you make up in muscle and blue eyes.
Totally.
In muscle and good looks. Do you see that CrossFit Games post is Sprint from 2015 on Instagram?
No.
Yeah. They just like redid it. I think they're doing like a top 10 moments of the games or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I posted as like greatest catch in the history of sports. But I'm just talking
the glasses.
But I was like, but I'm just talking about Dan Bailey. Disregard the sunglasses.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that was fun. All right. Hey, let's get to the fun stuff for our Patreon. So here's what we got coming up. For those of you guys that follow us on Patreon and our programmatrons of the show, we are going to program an alphabet chipper. We haven't set any guidelines. We haven't set any rules. We just said we wanted to do this, and then we'll see what we come up with. So if you guys are not a supporter of the show on Patreon, go to patreon.com/getwiththeprogramming and get all this fun content. And before we leave, wait, let me pump up our programmatron of the week.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Almost missed you, Josh. Josh Murphy. Our programmatron of the week. If you guys are a supporter of the show, every week we pick a supporter at random and we give you a full month of programming from Bill and I. A good 4 weeks of classic CrossFit.
Boom.
And our winner this week is Josh Murphy. Josh has been following the show since episode 1.
Ooh.
Bro, OG. Thanks for sticking with us. Let's see. A little bio on him. I started CrossFit. He CrossFits at CrossFit Red Zone in Newton CT. Is that Connecticut?
Mm-hmm. I believe. So.
Started in March of 2019, very overweight, and a few friends had told me about CrossFit, so I thought I would give it a try. I was so nervous on my first on-ramp, I almost didn't go in. Dude, that story, you have no idea how many people will pull into a parking lot and just
sit there
or go home.
Turn around.
Wait, I'm glad you walked in. Couldn't do any pull-ups, knew nothing about Olympic lifts, and basically started from the ground up. That takes balls, man. It really does. Take balls to walk into a gym that out of shape and just throw yourself at the mercy of the coach.
I'll tell you what, I almost enjoy working with people like that more because there's not these weird movement patterns that you have to you got to break down and, you know,
break down the old college football power clean.
Oh my. Yeah, totally. I mean, like they are a fresh ball of clay and you see them improve so fast and so awesome. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Let's see. Oh, he was decent at rowing because he's 6'5".
Wow.
Damn, Josh. You fit right between me and my baby brother.
Wow.
Since then, I've lost 52 pounds. Just got my first muscle up during the Open. Way to go, bro. Overall, happier and healthier. Fell in love on day one, and I haven't looked back. Well, Josh, congrats, bro.
That's awesome.
Instagram tag is @Josh_Murf, M-U-R-F. And hey, bro, thanks for being a programmatron. Congratulations. We'll shoot you over your programming after this, and we'll give you a little shout out on the old Instagrams.
Boom.
And that's awesome. One thing you guys get for being a part of the show. We give you a free weekly workout. We give you exclusive content, which will be the second half of this episode. And then we pick one random programmatron supporter and give you guys a full free month of programming just for hanging out with us. So thank you, Josh. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Thank you guys for listening to the show. For you programmatrons, your alphabet chipper is coming up next.